श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांता स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पश्चात देश तारिणे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिका तदाल्ये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा You are all welcome at Rasvati Mataji's residence for morning Bhagavatam class.
Добро пожаловать на утренний класс по Шримад Бхагаватам.
We are reading from Shrimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 17th chapter, the reward and punishment of Kali Yuga.
Мы изучаем первую песню Шримад Бхагаватам, глава, которая называется
So the emperor Parikshit at the bank of river Saraswati was surprised to see the crying poor cow and hobbling white bull on one leg chased by a low-class man in a dress of a king.
Maharaja Parikshit был очень сильно удивлен увидеть на берегу реки корову и быка, который стоял на одной ноге, и он весь трясся.
It's okay? So now, Maharaj Parikshit is challenging the low-class person in a race of the king. Who is he and why he is doing all this? So we are reading the verse number 6 of this chapter.
Мы читаем стих 6 этой главы. И сейчас Махараджа Парикшит строго спрашивает у этого человека из низкого класса, спрашивает его, кто ты?
Give her book, it's easy for her. Yastam Krishna gate duram saha gandivam dhanvana socha se sochan rasi prasan vadham maharasi. Yes, you think Krishna has gone away now and Arjun is not here, who was having a Gandiv bow in his hand, and you think now you can do whatever you like? No, I have to kill you because you are doing sin in my kingdom.
Ты думаешь, что Кришна уже ушел и Арджуна здесь больше нет? С его луком Гандивой в руках. Я сейчас убью тебя, потому что ты совершенно грехи в моем.
Кришна гате дурам. Is Krishna gone away?
Кришна вати дура. Кришна ушел.
Sir Gandiv Dhananva, always having Arjuna, having the bow Gandiv in his hand with him to punish the miscreant. You think now you can kill the innocent animal in a secluded place, Rahasi? So, Maharaj Parikshit, when there was rulers like Arjun, there was no chance of a cruelty on the human beings or animals by any culprit. For from this verse we know, if people have no respect for God, and when there is no ruler like Arjun Kshatriya, then people will kill the innocent animals of the kingdom in a secluded place called slaughterhouse. So this is going on all over the world because people have forgotten God. And now the next verse, Maharaj Parikshit. Now Maharaj Parikshit is addressing to the bull. Tvam va mrinal dhan dvalaha padaihi nyonah padacharan vrishyarupena kim kaschid devo naha parikhedayam. You beautiful white bull, and you have only one leg and your three legs are destroyed. In the form of bull, are you bull or some demigod? Why parikhedyam? Why you are lamenting? Why you have a grief? Shri Prabhupada, at least up till the rule of Maharaj Parikshit, there was nobody grieving or lamenting in the kingdom, either human being or innocent animals. It's not only the human beings are the citizens, animals are also citizens. Prabhupada used to say, if the father has 3-4 sons, one son is intelligent and one son is a little less intelligent, does not mean that father loves both. Animals are also the citizens of the kingdom. They are also born in a same kingdom.
Животные также граждане этого государства, они также рождаются в этом же царстве.
They should always be protected.
Их нужно всегда защищать.
What to speak of animals, the trees which are also the living entities within the country, they need to be protected.
Не говоря о животных, а растения, деревья тоже являются существами гражданами, их тоже нужно защищать.
It's good, there are many great trees in your country and beautiful forests, therefore it all looks green and there is always good rain and people will be happy. The trees cannot be indiscriminately destroyed by the greedy people. So king is ruling not only on human beings. Nowadays you have forest department, like there is also no cruelty on the animals. So these are all the laws which should be applied. See, there is a forest department, people protect the trees. Similarly, there is a no cruelty to the animals. People say that there should be no cruelty to the animals. So it is a good that they should protect the innocent animals. Now, Parikshit Maharaj was really very much concerned, and he says, Najato Kaurvendranam Dora Danda Parirambhite Bhutale Anupatantyasmin Vinate Praninam Sucha. He said, now, first time in my kingdom, I am seeing the crying cow and grieving bull, which has never been before, because the rulers with their power of protection used to protect the innocent animals. So in proper Srila Prabhupada writes, the government must not discriminate in such principle. It is simply horrible for a pure-hearted soul to see organized animal killing by the state in the age of Kali. Maybe you read the few lines of the purport. People think the animal has no soul. They have all the same habits as we have. They are hungry, they eat, they breathe. They give birth to their children. They love their calf. So how can we say there is no soul? They grow, they are born. How can we say there is no soul? So this is a misconception. Not only human has a soul and other animals has no soul. This is a misunderstanding of the modern Kali-hunted civilization. So now Maharaj Parikshit is giving encouragement to the bull that don't worry, I am here, as long as I am king, nobody will trouble you. So he's saying, Ma Sorabhyaitra Sucho Veyato Tevrshala Bhayam Ma Rudram Bhadram Te Khalanam Mai Shastri. Mai Shastri, as long as I am ruler.
Он говорит ему, что я пришел и
O son of Surabhi, don't worry. Don't be fearful of this cruel person. This low class person. Marudra Amba Bhadram, hey my mother cow, don't you lament, cry. Such miscreants I will punish and don't lament anymore. So Parikshit Maharaj is addressing Bull as son of Surabhi. So Surabhi is actually the cow in the Golok Vrindavan. And on the image of that cow, the cows are created on this planet. Similarly, it is said that man is created on the image of the God. So, and Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that Maharaj Parikshit, the king, is addressing cow as mother, Amba. Amba means mother. So the emperor of the planet is addressing cow as a mother and bull as a son of Surabhi, descendant of Golok Vrindavan. It is said when the cows naturally die, they are automatically promoted to the human beings in mode of goodness. If unnecessarily killed before time, then she has to take birth again as a cow. It means this is the greatest violence in the progress of the soul from the in a process of evolution of consciousness. And the lions, when they die naturally, they are promoted to the human beings in mode of passion.
Lions.
They are decreasing now in the world. There are no more lions. Because many passionate people are on this planet. Many passionate. Because they have become men now. There are now many people of goodness on the planet because people are killing cows before time, so they are not coming here as a good people. And the monkey dies a natural death, then he is also get a human body, but mostly in a mode of ignorance and just in a mood of enjoyment. So mostly now the monkeys are around in the form of human beings, jumping here and there and just enjoying, that's all. So Maharaj Parikshit was knowing the mission of Krishna, that Brahmins and the cows should be protected, so he was very careful to protect the cow and bull. Now Parikshit Maharaj is speaking the rules or code of conduct for a king. Yasya rashtrehe praja sarvas trasyanti sadhavaya sadhubi tasya matasya nasyanti Кирти Аю Бхаго Гати Еша Рагьям Паро Дхармо Хай Артана Марти Нигра Атенам Вадишьями Бхута Дровам Асаттамам. Ясе Раштре Пража Сарва Тарасьянти. In some king's kingdom, if the those who are born in the kingdom, human beings, animals, plants, whatever, if they are troubled by some low-class people, and he is addressing to the cow, hey sadhavi, sadhavi, O chaste one. Asadhu bhi, those who are not, this is asadhu, miscreant. Sadhu means gentleman, and asadhu means miscreant. What will happen to such king? His good name, duration of life, Ayu, and good birth, rebirth, good rebirth, when all kinds of living beings are terrified by miscreant in his kingdom. And read the rest of the purport. It is certainly the prime duty of the king to subdue first the suffering of those who suffer. Therefore, I will kill this. Therefore, I will kill this miscreant. Prabhupada is very lengthy, very nice purport. See, any king who, in whose kingdom there are very nice words here. Kirti, Ayu, Bhago, Gati, four things are Nashyanti. Kirti means his good name. Ayu means his life, its duration of life. Bhago means his opulence or his fortune. And Gati means his destination. Nashyanti. They all are destroyed, finished. They, why? Because Matasya, he is completely illusioned. He don't know that the all living entities in his kingdom needs protection. He is illusioned. Only he thinks humans needs to be protected. Es Ragyan Paro Dharma, the highest duty of a king is Paro Dharma. Highest prescribed duty for the king is Artanam Arti Nigraham. Artanam. Arta means those who are really suffering in distress. Arti Nigra means those who are giving suffering, they should be punished. So Maharaj Parikshit immediately becomes serious to punish that low class person in the form of a king. So Srila Prabhupada's whole purpose is if the rulers of the government nowadays, if they are not serious about the protection of their citizens, including the human beings, animals, and plants, all living entities, then they will have a degraded destination. Hare Krishna Maharaj, Ramesh Acharya Ji, Haribol. So somebody is there, came from my hometown. Okay, now the next verse. He's asking to the persona personified actually dharma, religion in the form of bull. Ko avrishchat tava padan strinha sorbhyas chatuspada ma bhuvan stvadrsha rashtre ragyam krishnano vartina. O son of Srubhi, who has actually cut your three legs and you are standing on one leg? And then the good word uses Krishna Anuvarti Nam. Krishna Anuvarti Nam means those who follow the course of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because we are the Pandavas, we are follower of Krishna, and in the kingdom of a follower of Krishna, how can there be such trouble and distress for you, the innocent animal? So he was asking these questions to this innocent bull. Srila Prabhupada writes that the kings, because they are representative of God, they should follow the rules given by the God. The best king in history was the Prithu Maharaj. Oh, he actually protected all the living entities in his kingdom and provided them necessary food. Even for the lions and the snakes and scorpions, for every living entity he provided food. He said, they are all the living entities of my kingdom and I have to provide them all the facilities for living peacefully. He was the first king who actually organized the township and occupation of the citizens. He organized townships, how the people live in a town and village. Town, city. No, there was nothing. People were bonding from one place to other place, like the gypsies. He said intelligent Brahman class should maintain by themselves by teaching. And the administrative class, Kshatriya, they should maintain by this themselves by protection to the all citizens, living entities. Protection. And all the business class people, they should maintain themselves by Krishi Gauraksha Vanijam, by agriculture, by the protection of the livestock, and by trade. And the labor class people, they should simply work for other three classes of people and maintain themselves peacefully. Now this is the verse Maharaj is speaking to the personified religion who is now present in the form of a white bull. Akhyahi Varshabhadram Vaha Sadhunam Akritagasam Atma Vairo Pihakartaram Parthanam Kirti Dushanam Akhyahi Varshabhadram Vaha. Maharaj Parikshit said, let there be all auspiciousness for you, my dear son of Surabhi. Sadhunam, you are honest. Akrit agasam, of those who are offenseless. You are offenseless, you are honest. Please tell me who has given you trouble. The person who is giving you trouble is giving a black name or a defaming our dynasty. We are coming from the Maharaj Prithu. So Prathanam Kirti Dushanam. Prathanam Kirti Dushanam means son of Pratha. Pratha means Kunti Maharani. It means Pandavas and their fame. Who is Kirti Dushanam? Who is actually defamed the glories of my grandfathers in my kingdom, giving you trouble? You are honest and you are not offender. Why you suffer in my kingdom? Now he is boldly declaring Maharaj Parikshit. Jane anaghasya agham yunjan sarvatravasya chamadbhayam sadhunam bhadrameva syada asadhu damane krite. Maharaj Parikshit saying, whoever causes offenseless living beings to suffer must fear me anywhere and everywhere in the world. By curbing dishonest miscreant, one automatically benefit the offenseless. The principle. Prabhupada writes, dishonest and miscreant only increases and flourish because they are cowardly, important executive head of the state, first line of the purport. So how the people can be dishonest, do the crime, do the stealing, do the smuggling, do the drugs, because the state head is not strict? Oh, he's further saying, (clears throat) अनाघस्व इह भूतेशो यसागस्कृन्न निरंकुश आहरस्तमि आहरतास्मि भुजं साक्षाद् अमृत्यास्यापि संगदम्। अनाघस्व इह दोज हु आर ऑफेंसलेस अनअघ, एक्चुअली वर्ड इज अन अघेशु, अन मीन्स नो, अघ मीन्स सिन, दोज हु आर नॉट सिनफुल, इट मीन्स दो आर दोज हु आर विदाउट एनी ऑफेंस। Iha means in this life right now here on this earth planet. So when word Iha comes, it means living right now here in this world, not before or after. Srila Prabhupada used to say, it's not post-dated check, it is a current currency. No post-dated check that you will get something in heaven. No, current currency right now here. Yeah, agakrita, anybody who is committing offense? Nirankushita, if he think nobody can control me, ankush, you know, word ankush is to control the elephant. Elephant is controlled by ankush. There is something in the end of the person who is on the sitting on the elephant, he controlled with the ankush, that's called ankush. Nir ankusha, it means you think there is no control? You think I am independent, I can do whatever I like? Maharaj Parikshat says, Aharta asmi, I shall bring forth Bhujam Sakshat by my own arms, Amardasyapi, even one who is demigod. Even if he is coming from the Amrapuri. Amrapuri is the Indra's abode. Even if a person is coming from the heavenly planet and giving trouble to the innocent people of my kingdom, with my own hands I will punish them. Sakshat bhujanam, by my own powerful arms. Because kshatri is a bhuja. So he's saying by me, it means by ruler. Oh, these were the kings of bygone days. They were fighting on the front of the army, not sitting in the bunker or in their office and controlling through the computer. They were themselves on the front with a flag. And they are fighting first, and then the soldiers were encouraged to fight. They are all brave people. They are not cowards sitting in the offices and sending the third class, fourth class people to go and fight. How can they institute the justice? So Maharaj Parikshit said, even if somebody he may think I am independent, powerful, or even I am demigod, and if I can give trouble to the innocent citizen, I cannot tolerate that. I will punish him personally.
Я накажу его сам лично.
the last verse, I think Maharaj is speaking, then the religion personified will speak. So Maharaj is asking the last word, last, I think, verse. Ragno hi paramo dharma swadharma sthanupalanam sashato anya yatha shastram anapadya utpathan iha. Rajo hi paro dharma. Again he is saying, it is the topmost duty of a king. Swadharam sthanupalanam. The one who is following his own swadharam. Swadharam means his personal occupation. In Bhagavad Gita there are two types of swadharma. One swadharma is of body. Like a female body has a swadharam which is different than a male body. Similarly, the male body who is acting as a brahman, his occupation is different than the person who is acting as a businessman.
Means male body.
Yeah. So, according to everybody's talents, inclinations, he has to function in his own occupational duty. So there are different names for the people according to their occupational duty. Those who are teachers, those who are teaching and training the people, they are called Brahmans. Those who are administrator and protecting the people as a military, as an administrative class, kings, they are Kshatriya. And then there are people who are in agriculture and animal protection and trade, they are called Vaishyas. And then the class of the people, they can only work for all three classes. Brahman also needs the people to work, to print books, to bring wood, say, the paraphernalia for worship. So there are people, they are needed to help Brahmans. There are people who needed to help the administrative class for producing weapons, for carrying weapons. There are also workers needed for the business class, for cultivation, for protection, for trading. So this, the other class has to work for the three professions. Say, head is very small, but it is actually organizing the whole function of the body. Brain. There is Brahman. And then these two powerful limbs, they are protecting even head, legs, they are called Kshatri in a body.
Эти
in a social body, this portion of the abdomen is Vaishya, because everything, say, by intelligence we may work, with hands we may work, but whatever we do, we have to put in the stomach. So the economy is with Vaishya, and he provides to head energy, he provides arms energy, he provides leg energy, so this is Vaishya. The lower half of the body is called worker, because it carries the abdomen, it carries the weight of the limbs, it carries the head. So it is more responsible, carrying everybody. It's all four are important. It's not that leg is bad and head is good, no? Sometimes we may not have a cap on the head, but we always have the shoes in the foot. Because the foot needs more protection and care. So there is a need of all things together in a social order. That is called swadharma of a body. But there is a swadharma of the soul, which is same for all. There are two types of swadharma or occupations. One is a swadharma of body, other is swadharma of soul. The swadharma of the soul is Jivera, Swarupa, Krishnera, Nitya Das. The occupational duty of the soul, the nature of the soul is to be always engaged in loving devotional service of the God. And it is same for all. All can serve the Supreme Lord. So actually the Krishna conscious movement is teaching people first the swadharma of the soul. In which there is no discrimination of the male, female, American, African, Russian, Mongolian, Buryati, no difference. Because the occupation of soul is even for, it's a chance is given even what to speak of human beings to the animals. Yeah, they can serve the Supreme Lord. So that is the occupation of the soul, swadharma of the soul, which actually Krishna conscious movement is training people to practice. But Srila Prabhupada, in his last time, before departing from the planet, he said, I gave the first swadharam of the soul as a devotional service indiscriminately throughout the world. But it's still for the smooth working of the society, we have to train the people to practice the swadharma of the body according to their nature. Now we have to train people in this Devi Varana Ashram system.
Необходимо сейчас обучать людей именно второму виду обязанностей,
And he said, this half work which is undone, I am leaving for you to accomplish. It means the first part, Prabhupada established the Swadharma of the soul by giving us the devotional service to Krishna. Now, based on his teaching in Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have to work cooperatively to establish the Swadharma of the body of the devotees. Yeah. Devi Vara Ashram means divine social organization. And self-sufficient communities we should develop. They can grow their own food and protect their own animals and live peacefully on the planet, not depend on artificial factory products. So Swadharam Sthapanam Palanam, those who are following their occupational duty. So what is the Swadharma of a king? Shasto Anya Shasto Anyan Yatha Shastram. As the rules are given in the scripture, they should implement those rules. Anapadi utpathan iha. When there is no emergency. In emergency, emergency has some other rule, but normally they should just give protection to everybody. There's apadharam. Apadharam means there are special rules for the emergency. What is the apadharma here means sometime Kshatri may act as a Brahman like Vishwamitra. He was a king but acting as a Rishi. This is apatkal. Some Parashuram is a Brahman but acting as a Kshatri and as a warrior. So they are apadharma. So Swadharam can be given up in emergency situation. So now I think we should maybe read one or two more words. Now this is most important, just we read Dharma Vacha Etadvaha Pandvayanam Yuktam Artabhyam Vachaha Yesham Guna Gunaihi Krishna Dautyadau Bhagavan Kritaha. Vyasadeva has written when the bull was speaking Dharma Vacha. So he is a personified Dharma. Dharma Vacha means the personality of the religion said. He said, you have said according to your forefathers. in the line, very nice. You were Pandviyanam of those who are in the Pandava dynasty. You have spoken according to your forefathers. Very good. It is befitting. It is befitting to you. Very good. Artha abhayam, to give protection to the fearful people.
Artha abhayam, давать защиту страдающим людям.
The sufferer should be fearless. Your words, you told me that don't worry, don't be fearful, it is befitting to you. This is the qualification of a kshatriya, guna gunai. And then he says, and dharma is being, because Krishna, even Lord Krishna, now he is glorifying actually the dynasty of the Pandavas. How the great Yudhishthira and Arjuna was very dear to Krishna. Daitya Adu, Krishna even become their messenger, chariot driver. Bhagavan Karta, he was supreme personality, but he was ready to serve this your forefathers. So what you said is befitting to a personality who is coming in such a dynasty. This is normally it works, looks very good, but for us, you read the translation then I speak.
Достойный представитель династии Пандавов. Даже Господь Кришна, личность Бога, пленённый качеством преданных ему Пандавов, исполнял обязанности их посланника.
What we should learn from this verse?
Что мы должны отсюда уяснить?
We are followers of the Goswamis. We are called Rupa Anugas. We are following the society of Krishna consciousness, which is founded by Srila Prabhupada. So our action should be in accordance to our parampara. People see our action and they will know what is our background. So dharma, this is dharma as a person, you know, dharma is saying any person who is following the religious code or dharma. Any person who is following the religious code or dharma.
Religious code, the
rules of religion. Anybody who is following the rule of dharma. When they see us and see our behavior, the way we talk and walk, it will reflect which parampara we are belonging. So all our actions should be in line of parampara and shastra. So it is a big responsibility to be the member of a bona fide parampara.
Вообще-то большая ответственность быть членом такой.
Parikshit Maharaj is bona fide in the parampara of Pandavas. By his words and by his action, he proved that he is befitting descendant of his forefathers. Descendant of his forefathers. He proved that he is the right, he is following the same line of their his forefathers. So how was merciful and compassionate Prabhupada that he traveled all over the world at an advanced age to give Krishna consciousness to the suffering humanity. How much trouble he has taken actually to spread this bona fide Krishna conscious movement. Now we have to imbibe this mood of Prabhupada and propagate this message with compassion to all the suffering people of this world. By our action, we represent our movement. Oh, they are followers of Prabhupada. It means we should act with responsibility. The other thing which is interesting in this purport, in this verse is those who are following the paramparas, Krishna personally protect them. Now, what was the first prayer of Prabhupada when he landed in America? He said, "Oh Krishna, why you have brought me here? You must have some your work here. These people are just running mad in a mode of passion and ignorance. Fully engrossed in sense gratificatory activities. How will they know the message which I have to deliver on your behalf? You are also sitting in their heart as a super soul. You have brought me here. Now you have to make them understand what you want me to say. It means Prabhupada is requesting Krishna to be the messenger. To the people to understand the message of Krishna. And he said, they call me Bhakti Vedanta, but I don't know anything. Now please, you make my name successful. I am simply a puppet in your hands and you please make me dance the way you like. So this mood of Prabhupada, if we imbibe, I don't know anything, but Krishna, you have brought me here. You may have some special mission. So please, you are also situated in everybody's heart as a Paramatma. Please make your mission successful through me as your instrument.
Теперь нам тоже нужно воспринять вот
что вот, Кришна сделает твою миссию успешной, ты находишься как Сварадуша в каждом человеке, и сделай так, чтобы через меня твое послание дошло до этих людей.
Шрила Прабхупада writing that not only Krishna protected Arjuna or become a messenger of Yudhishthira Maharaj, but Krishna personally protected Parikshit Maharaj in the womb of Uttara. It means those who are devotees, Krishna is always protecting.
Yes,
конечно.
То есть Кришна лично защищал Юдхиштхиру и Арджуну.
So then dharma, then the religion will speak tomorrow, we will continue, that nobody is giving trouble to anybody. There are different philosophers that say different things. So this is very important message tomorrow we will discuss from here onward. Okay? Tomorrow we will finish this chapter. Tomorrow we will finish this chapter here. No, no, religion, tomorrow we'll talk. Religion will say suffering is everybody's own karma. Nobody is giving suffering to anybody. It means the religious people never point finger to somebody that because of you I am suffering. They simply say the way, whichever way God, He sanctions somebody, therefore He is giving me trouble. So whatever is coming by the mercy of God, we simply accept and chant Hare Krishna. So the pure-hearted people never say that I am suffering because this person, that thing, this time, no. They are always dependent upon Krishna. Therefore they are protected. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Show. It's okay? Should I